2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Tuesday. It's October 26th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now we have light rain and 38 degrees.
Those wet roads are really causing slowdowns this morning, especially on I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour.
Severe Utah weather.
We have it all this morning. Rain, we have snow, and the numbers have been impressive, even as the storm lightens up along the Wasatch Front.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has been out on the roads all morning and joins us live. Mary?
Amanda, lots of big puddles and standing water, floating leaves in those gutters, making them float and flood as I look around. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says this storm has put us in the top 10 wettest Octobers for Salt Lake City, with well over 3 inches of water this month so far. And it's not done. The snow's still falling in the Cottonwood Canyons. I've seen the plows out there. The ski resorts even getting more snow because this rain, this storm should last through the early afternoon, should slowly taper off. It is getting a little bit lighter, in fact, right now, at least downtown. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Severe weather also approaching the East Coast. Flood warnings are in effect from New Jersey to Boston with the first nor'easter of the season.
New York City officials urging people living in basements to plan ahead after 11 people died in flooded basements last month in the wake of Hurricane Ida. The storm system already wreaking havoc in the heartland.
Look at this strong tornado.
More than a dozen tornadoes reported in Missouri and Illinois. And in the West, the strongest storm ever recorded in the Pacific Northwest, turning deadly, whipping winds, downing trees, killing 2 people in Washington.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
Utah's changing climate.
In-depth coverage
on KSL News Radio.
Continuing our series now on the Great Salt Lake and how the shrinking lake impacts our local ecosystem. Experts are sharing their perspectives on how to save the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more.
Biology professor and director of the Great Salt Lake Institute at Westminster College, Dr. Bonnie Baxter, says her research over the last 2 decades paints a grim picture.
Leaving us in a place where the lake may not recover.
The shrinking Great Salt Lake poses a number of problems, potentially toxic dust in the air, damage to ecosystems and animals, as well as an impact on our snow seasons.
I think it's really critical that we monitor this and that we understand what's going on and that we seek solutions that involve getting water to the lake.
Dr. Baxter and University of Utah Associate Professor Dr. Kevin Perry say the next legislative session might see some ways to get water out to the lake by reducing some of the diversions.
So every water donation, every secured water right actually makes a difference for the future of the lake.
As for the dust problem, Dr. Perry says there's a thin protective crust over the lake bed, and we need to protect it.
Which means we really need to prevent or eliminate and make sure that ATVs are not allowed on the lake bed.
If not, he says the dust storms will just get bigger and happen more often. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Prosecutors say the Salt Lake Police Department employee who aided a prostitution ring should be held without bail because he knowingly endangered the lives of countless law enforcement officers. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather.
Tim, the attorney for Patrick Driscoll states his client is being wrongly portrayed as a dangerous criminal mastermind because every low-level technology employee with Salt Lake City has access to the same information Driscoll is accused of gathering. Charging documents in the human trafficking case state Driscoll collected the identities of undercover officers and other police operations to help another man with his prostitution ring. KSL.com reports law enforcement believes Driscoll may have more hidden digital information, making his risk unmanageable if he's released from jail. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Medical experts say parents should start planning vaccination appointments for their children as an FDA panel meets today to vote on whether to recommend Pfizer's low-dose COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. ABC's Faith Abube begins our team coverage.
Moms like Chris Erickson.
You want to go back to school?
Go back to school.
whose 10-year-old son Bentley has been homebound due to a complex medical condition, eager to get him the shots.
He has not played with his friends since February of 2020, and he would do just about anything to be able to go out on the playground again.
But a Kaiser Family Foundation survey finds that about a third of parents with potentially eligible children are hesitant about letting them get the shots.
So what are the side effects for kids who get the smaller dose of Pfizer vaccine? Dr. Melissa St. Germain is the medical director for the Children's Hospital in Omaha, Nebraska, and has been going over the clinical trial data.
They have about the same rates of sore arm, fever, and potentially just a little bit extra fatigue and headache for 24 to 48 hours after the vaccine.
She says the side effects are normal and mean the vaccines are working.
And coming up on KSL, President Biden will be heading to the G20 summit with the economy, faith, and the climate as his top priorities. But can he get his domestic plans passed first?
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Traffic really slow on I-15 still in Layton-Kaysville and northbound through Murray and Midvale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
More news.
YouTube is removing content that spreads misinformation.
And more inside sources.
How's this going to affect the planet? How's it going to affect businesses?
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3.
Afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. Let's talk about the dreaded mortgage insurance. If you are currently in an FHA loan of any kind, you are paying it. FHA equals mortgage insurance. Even if you bought a home with a conventional loan with a lower down payment, you are probably paying it. Nobody likes it. If you've had your mortgage loan for more than a couple years or so, you probably can get a new mortgage without mortgage insurance. That's right, no more mortgage insurance. So why are you paying it? You likely have more equity than you think. We can help you find out if you're eligible to get rid of your mortgage insurance. It's easy and fast. Call us today for a free evaluation. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Every career path starts with a single step. From a line cook,
order up,
to a Michelin star chef,
bon appetit,
a CNA, to a nursing director. Take your next step at jobs.ksl.com. Browse and filter opportunities according to the experience you have, whether you're looking for full or part-time work, and the company perks you want. Apply yourself. Move forward with KSL Jobs. Visit jobs.ksl.com today.
You love Zoom for video meetings? Now, choose Zoom to power your phone communications too. Zoom Phone works seamlessly within the Zoom app as your business phone system. Zoom Phone's secure HD audio and enterprise-grade reliability keep you connected to your teams and your customers. And it's easy to use on mobile, desktop, or desk phone. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Zoom, how the world connects.
Utah's Morning News has inside sources.
The economy, faith, and the climate will be among the top priorities for President Biden as he heads to the G20 summit. But the president is hoping to get some bills passed here at home first.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Joining us live in studio is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. He's got some things to do before he takes to the air.
He does have quite a few things. There's a few things he needs to land before he actually takes off for the summit overseas. And he's got to land these big spending packages. He's got to get the bipartisan transportation bill done. He also has this bigger social spending bill that is somewhere in the middle of things. But these are really critical for him to be able to go onto the world stage. And remember, he's going to have three major events on this tour when he does leave on Air Force One plane. He'll be meeting with Pope Francis, where they will talk about everything from poverty and upward mobility to climate to human dignity. He has a summit in Glasgow, Scotland, which is the Climate Summit, which is kind of a counterpart to the G20. And then he has the G20 Economic Summit. So he has all the same issues on an international level, but he's got to prove that he can do it here at home. And he has to begin by being able to sway the members of his own political party.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot to get done. I enjoyed your explanation of it yesterday and your conversations talking about it's one thing to have these, you know, 30,000-foot views, but somehow you have to land the plane and everybody on board has to get there safely.
Yeah, that's right. And it's been very interesting to see how the Democrats and how the White House in particular, from a communication strategy, they're pretty good at 30,000 feet and saying, you know, free college or paid family leave, or we're going to do this for the climate and the environment. But then when they start to try to land that thing and it gets close, it gets really turbulent in the weeds and the specifics of those proposals. And so then they've been pulling back up to 30,000 feet. This week, before he takes off, he has to land those two bills.
We'll be watching for sure and listening to you, Boyd, Inside Sources, weekdays from 1 to 3 here on KSLM's radio.
809 means triple team traffic on a very wet and even white morning, depending on where you are elevation-wise. Let's get a look. Brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Does sound like it's eased up a little bit, Andy.
It doesn't seem like it's coming down as hard as it was in the early, early morning, but it's still very wet on the roads, and we're seeing slower traffic than usual throughout the valley. That includes I-15, which has got some reduced speeds in Draper, as well as in Murray-Midvale, which we always see. And then Bangor Highway still struggling around 3500 south. Extra delays at that intersection coming out of Tooele. SR-36 has actually handled things pretty well going north, but we've got some slowing in Erta now on the southbound side. Jason?
And new accident southbound on 89 at 65th South in South Weber. That's got the left lane blocked there. Otherwise, southbound I-15 remains slow pretty much in the typical spots. Gentile down to the Legacy Split. Also from 23rd down to North Temple. Going to be less than 70 in both of those stretches at this point. Everything else, though, still looking pretty decent. Eric.
Well, we had a southbound crash, I-15, in Utah County near the Center Street exit. Now we got a northbound crash. But like the earlier one, this has been pushed over to the right shoulder. And like the other one, we don't seem to have any delays as a result. And despite the wet roads in Utah County, we are at normal speeds. So from Payson northbound to Point of the Mountain, that's about a 30-minute drive time. And another usual thing, slowdowns for eastbounders on 2100 North from Redwood Road over to 2300 West in Lehigh. Use Superior Water and Air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air, we got this. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together, and let's check that rainy forecast with you, Grant.
Here we go with the cold part of the storm. We got rain, we got snow, and it lasts much of the morning into the midday hours. Temperatures only top out at 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, but scattered showers in 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Back up to 38 degrees now downtown.
We'll talk more about the shipping wars in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks for riding along this Tuesday morning with KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by LendRight Mortgage, and their owner, Rod Rex, is going to spend the better part of the hour with us. Rod, first of all, I know that you're an independent broker. Can you explain to our listeners and me, quite frankly, why that's advantageous?
Yeah, the best part of that is that we work directly for you. We don't work for a lender, so that gives us the flexibility to go out and shop. We've got access to literally dozens of the best lenders across the country, so we can find the exact loan that has the best rates and the lowest fees for your individual situation. So it gives us the complete autonomy to do what's best for the client.
When I understood for the first time, Rod, what really convinced me was that you get paid the same no matter what lender we use. So your only objective is really finding us the lowest rate and the lowest fees.
Yeah, that's the way we designed our business model, because we wanted to put ourselves squarely on the side of the client and do whatever is truly in their best interest. So when we set our compensation with all these lenders, we set it at the exact same with every single one of them. So when a client comes to us, they can rest assured that we're going to shop dozens of lenders and then find them the absolute lowest price for their best mortgage rate.
Well, when you talk about rates, I had to do a double take on this one. We have a 3.25 at my house, and we thought we were doing good. But is it true you can get one in the ones right now?
Yeah. For those clients that are looking to pay that mortgage off sooner, lower the total interest paid on their mortgage loan, you can get a rate as low as 1.75% on an 8 to a 15-year term. So if you're a few years into a 30, now is definitely the time to shorten that term.
And you have zero closing costs, 100% of your closing costs covered when you use your Freedom Loan. I want you, when we talk next time, Rod, I want to ask you about the $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. I want to explain that to our listeners because that's really something that I know they'll be interested in. So let's talk about that next time.
And by the way, you can go to 801 APPROVE, that's 801 APPROVE, or just visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Want to know when and where dangerous winter weather will affect you? Turn to the experience of the KSL weather specialists, Kevin Eubank, Grant Wayman, Brett Benson, and Kristen Van Dyke. Experienced in giving you the accurate what's up on unpredictable cold weather threats, on air, online, and on the KSL weather app. Why trust anyone else than the KSL weather specialists? Download the KSL weather app today.
We're in the middle of a bomb cyclone. Now, that sounds scarier than it is. It just means we're getting a ton of rain in a short period of time. What it means? Top 10 wettest Octobers in history. And how much is this going to help our reservoirs? Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
President Biden's approval rating is plunging in Utah, and now it's 65% of Utah voters who disapprove of the way he's doing his job. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, an FDA panel today will decide whether or not to approve Pfizer low-dose vaccines for kids as young as five. More on this story coming up in ABC News.
Third, of course, we are keeping an eye on that drive, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
Traffic improving a bit on I-15, although the road conditions are just as wet as they have been from Midvale all the way to downtown. You're going to be running a little bit under the speed limit. And Bangor are really backed up at 3500 South right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center.
We got rain, we got snow, it's cool, 49 the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, some light rain and 38 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For some parents, it is the week they have been waiting for. The FDA's scientific advisors deciding today whether to approve Pfizer's vaccine for children.
There are nearly 30 million kids 5 to 11 years old in this country, and Dr. Francis Collins at the National Institutes of Health told ABC News giving them a shot of the Pfizer vaccine would protect them from getting sick.
And they also are capable of spreading this to others, so if we can create a situation where more of these kids are not getting infected, we should be able to drive this pandemic down.
The administration has already purchased enough pediatric doses to fully vaccinate all American children in the age group. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The CDC would still need to approve the shots after the FDA panel's recommendation. The leaders of a Senate panel have called execs from YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat to face questions on whether the companies are doing enough to ensure young users' safety. That move following hearings with Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen. Facebook on a call with investors this week telling them the company's profits up 17% in the second quarter. From the Northeast to the Midwest to the Pacific Northwest, nasty weather making the morning commute difficult for a lot of Americans. This is ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. With shipping delays threatening holiday shopping, Amazon is working on a new strategy, to get merchandise delivered on time.
Details from ABC's Gio Benitez at Amazon's Air Fleet in Atlanta.
This morning, Amazon says it's ready for what could be the biggest and most challenging holiday shopping season ever.
We've added airplanes, we've added trailers, we've added trucks, we've added vans.
And now Amazon says it needs to hire 150,000 seasonal workers, even offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000.
We spend the full year thinking about kind of how do we get ready for the holiday season. This year especially, and with the pandemic, it's been more challenging than most.
As ships wait weeks to unload off the coast of California, Amazon says it has increased its ports of entry by 50% while doubling its ability to process containers. The company also looking to move more by air.
Amazon also says it'll expand its fleet of Amazon cargo planes to 85 later this season.
Those planes expected in the air by Christmas.
We've got options for the planners and the procrastinators. And so we're going to be delivering up until the evening of December 24th.
The company creating its own supply chain of sorts over the years to shed reliance on shipping services like FedEx and UPS.
Now, believe it or not, both UPS and Amazon say that they do not expect delays this holiday season.
These look like more and more like some of Santa's elves behind the scenes trying to get things done here. ABC's Gio Benitez says both UPS and Amazon say they feel confident they'll be able to avoid large delays this holiday season. We'll see. That is the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19 now. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, slow spots in the Salt Lake Valley. Bang it at 3500 South. Something's backing you up there more than usual. Traffic on I-15 is heavy and slow as you go through the middle of the valley between 72nd South up to about 45th South. And we've got maybe a crash or something on Redwood Road southbound. I'm seeing delays from 54th all the way past 215 and down to 6200 South. That also might be the construction they've been doing on that road that's affecting people this morning. Jason?
Left lane remains blocked southbound 89 at 65th South and South Weber. And now we have a new left lane blockage. It's northbound Washington Boulevard at 31st Street in Ogden. Left lane is closed there and some minor delays going on. Southbound on I-15, you're going to find the slowing in the same spots. Gentile Street down to the Legacy Splitoff and from 23rd North down to North Temple. Eric?
Well, despite the wet conditions, I-80 continues to roll along through Parley's Canyon at pretty normal speeds. Now, we do have a crash eastbound I-80 much further along once you get to Colville. Down in Utah County, you got a northbound crash on I-15 approaching the Center Street exits, and that's over on the right shoulder, not causing any delays as well there. Falls in the air. Cooler temps, changing leaves, a perfect time to visit Alpine Fireplaces. Alpine Fireplaces offers wood, electric, gas, and pellet fireplaces. Visit one of six convenient locations or alpinefireplaces.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Believe it or not, after we cleared the storm out today, the rest of the week looks gorgeous, Friday in particular. Let's look at your seven-day forecast.
Rain and snow today. It scatters into the afternoon. 49 is the high. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 53. And then partly cloudy up to 58 on Thursday. Gets up to 62 on Friday. There's our nice day with lots of sunshine. A few more clouds on Saturday. We're up to 60 degrees. More scattered showers enter the picture on Sunday with partly cloudy skies and 58. And then mix of sun and clouds, 57 Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
All right, let me see where you are right now. Still a little bit of light rain in Salt Lake and 39 degrees. Provo has a little bit of rain, 38. Logan, just cloudy and 39. Ogden, cloudy and 40 degrees. So the World Series gets underway today.
Yeah.
Do you have a dog in this fight?
I don't. Yeah. But I know we had a lot of Dodgers fans in the hallways of KSL that are extremely disappointed. Yeah.
I knew that we had those too, and I feel bad. Astros and Braves. I don't have a dog in this fight either, but I know people get very excited when the pennant race comes along. So for those of you enjoying it, I'm hats off to you for that.
It's always hard for me to get into an 160 game season with 82 home games.
Yeah.
But this is the time of year I love to watch baseball because every play, every strike, every out is a big one.
Plus, of course, Denver is in town to take on the Utah Jazz. So we'll be watching that tonight as well. Sports is exciting here on KSL News Radio.
It is time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Utah is widely recognized as a healthy place to live, work, do business, and raise a family. This includes our easy access to physical activities like hiking and biking trails, a strong sense of community, and great access to health care. Public health affects every Utah, including detecting and preventing infectious diseases by getting immunized regularly, promoting healthy lifestyles and safe behaviors, and providing access to health care services for everyone. Getting an annual flu vaccine and other immunizations is the first and best way to protect yourself and your family. It can reduce flu illness and hospitalizations, doctor's visits, missed work, and school. It will also help to lessen the burden on the healthcare system during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's recommended for everyone 6 months or older to get the flu vaccine prior to the flu season. You can get it at any Intermountain Community Pharmacy or schedule an appointment with your doctor. Select Health recognizes Utahns getting immunized as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
Do you need cash now? Your car is worth more money than ever before during Volkswagen Southtown Sell High Sale. They're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details.
You know, you don't need a special occasion to go into Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. You don't need to dream up something. You just go there for the very best meal that you have ever had. And it matters not which location you are at Hotel Park City or downtown Salt Lake City. When you walk in, you know that you're in for something extra special. The service is incredible. The ambiance is amazing. And the food that is prepared for you is to die for. Now, let's start in reverse order here. I always like to, you know, think about what I'm going to get for dessert first. Their desserts are incredible. Now, I have a personal favorite, and it's the bread pudding. But every dessert is just incredible. The side dishes, you pass them around the table, you all enjoy, oh, asparagus or potatoes served so many different ways. The entrees, you're going to love it. Waiting for you at Ruth's Chris.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth. We now have a better idea of just how much all those shipping containers stuck off the California coast are actually worth. Goldman Sachs estimates there is $24 billion worth of goods sitting outside just two California ports.
Elon Musk now much closer to becoming a trillionaire. I think he gained about 38, $39 billion of worth in one day. He's now worth $289 billion after Hertz announced it was buying 100,000 Teslas for its rental fleet. In case you're wondering, the next richest person in the world is Jeff Bezos. He's only worth $193 billion.
Can you imagine coming home and saying, "Hi, honey, I made $38 billion today. It was a good day.
I wonder if he
Let's
even
go out to dinner and celebrate."
Crazy.
ARUP Laboratories will raise its minimum wage next month. Nearly 2,000 employees will get $15 per hour starting next week. Now, that's something I can understand celebrating. That's more in my realm of comprehension.
I think for all of us. Let's see how the markets are doing here. Having a good day so far. Now, this is on top of the green numbers we finished with yesterday during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news. The Dow is up another 128 to start the morning. That's 0.4%. The S&P is up 30, and the NASDAQ this hour is up 144.
We have a rainy commute this morning, and we'll take another look at traffic and weather together coming up next here on KSL News Radio.
This hour of Utah's Morning News, again brought to you by LendRight Mortgage. Their owner, Rod Rex, is with us. And, Rod, we ended our conversation earlier in this half hour asking about this $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so in order to give some confidence to clients out there who are looking for that lowest rate and fees, what we've done is, like I say, we put together the lowest cost business model. We simply do higher volume, and we use our volume discounts with all of our lenders to get the lowest rates and fees for our clients. And we have access to dozens of lenders. So we shop all those lenders, and we're so confident that with our ability to shop multiple lenders independently on your behalf, that we can find you the lowest rate and fees, that we offer a $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. So that's just our level of confidence in our ability to find the truly best deal for the client.
We've had news on about how rates, you know, are likely in going to be rising in light of what the Federal Reserve is planning and so on. So how do you speak to our listeners about what they should do in terms of rising rates?
Yeah, I mean, the rising rates, unfortunately, they're starting to show up right now, and that's in advance of what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So once they start to pull back on their stimulus in the marketplace, our rates are definitely going to go up. So if you're looking to get cash out, refinance, purchase, you can get that lower rate, lock it in now before those rates go up. So absolutely, time is of the essence if you want to get that low rate.
You know, I didn't really think about this, but you guys actually have loan limits, right, that you have to deal with, and that's going to change, I think, first of the year for 2022.
Yeah, most lenders get access to those new conventional loan limits starting on January 1st. We actually have the ability to do those new loan limits up to $625,000 on a conventional loan. So you don't have to do a jumbo loan. This year's limit is $548,000. So it's about a little over $75,000 limit increase for the conventional loan.
Oh, that's interesting. And the rate is different if it's not a jumbo loan, right?
Yeah, the rate is definitely a lot better if you can get a conventional rate versus doing that jumbo loan. And that's just because those conventional loans, they have the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guarantee or backing. So that's why the rate is significantly lower on a conventional loan versus that jumbo.
Hmm.
Boy, it's so great to have some extra time with you today to be able to discuss these things. We're going to chat again in the next half hour. But for now, call LendRight Mortgage. You can do it at 801-APPROVE or just visit LendRightMortgage.com. 829 means, of course, Triple Team traffic on a rainy Tuesday morning. Brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. How are we doing now, Andy?
Right now, you still got that slowing right in the middle of the valley on I-15 from about 7200 South's overpass up into Murray. And then over on Bangor, 35th South and Bangor has just been a mess going north. I don't know what's causing that delay between 41st and 35th, unless it's some malfunctioning traffic lights that just haven't been reported. But it's been really tough to get through that intersection. Plus, we've got southbound delays on Redwood Road as you head south from 54th to 62nd. Jason?
Still dealing with that accident, southbound 89 at 65th South in South Weber. But looks like they cleared up the one in Ogden. That was at 31st Street, Riverdale Road, Washington Boulevard. That one is all gone now. Southbound I-15, still the delays in the same spot. Gentile Street to the Legacy Split and from 23rd down to North Temple. Eric?
Drivers in Utah County are still looking at a pretty decent rate of speed despite the wet roads on I-15 this morning from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes of drive time. That one crash we had northbound 15 in Provo near the Center Street exit, that's been cleared up. And over in Saratoga Springs and Lehigh, you do have some eastbound slowing on 2100 North approaching 2300 West. That's kind of the usual garden variety slowdowns weekday mornings out there. Zero Res is offering their 1-1-1 special until November 1st. Receive four rooms of carpet cleaning for just $111 with promo code 111. Schedule online with Zero Res today. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together, and let's check that rainy forecast. Back to you, Grant.
Cold part of the storm has arrived. We got rain, we got high elevation snow, and in some cases snow down to the valley floor out of this one. Temperatures in the 40s. Expect the wet weather much of the morning and early part of the afternoon, and 49 the high. Tomorrow, only 53 with more scattered showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 39 degrees.
Still have delays on the freeways, but crashes haven't been a huge factor this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
We have some impressive rain totals this morning, and we're still seeing some heavy snow in the mountains.
We'll get to that in just a moment, but first, we have a story developing this morning in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, the man believed to have shot and killed 21-year-old Isaiah Valerio at a Halloween party over the weekend has turned himself into police.
KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the update.
A statement from the Salt Lake City Police Homicide Squad shows Roy Anthony Duran is the suspect in the fatal shooting, which occurred early Sunday morning. Witnesses claim Duran was at a warehouse party in downtown Salt Lake and started arguing with several partygoers. It's then alleged the man punched Valerio before shooting and killing him. Duran turned himself in to Clearfield Police yesterday. He was then transported to the Salt Lake Police Department, where he was booked for murder, obstruction of justice, and other charges. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Now to that weather with Grant Wayman. An impressive storm continues to blanket much of the Beehive State.
For the most part along the Wasatch Front, it's rain in the lower elevations and not snow. And just checking some of the Park City cams, top of Parley's, it is for the most part rain. So we're still looking at a pretty, you know, like a relatively high snow level at this point. This is a statewide storm. Eastern part of the state, a lot of widespread rain there. And that includes the southwestern part of the state as well. So it is cool. It is wet. And it's going to stay that way really much of the day with these showers at times, really through the noon hour. And then finally kind of tapering off a little bit in the afternoon.
Grant says the Cottonwood Canyon's expecting about a foot of new snow and maybe even more before this is over.
65% of Utah voters now disapprove of how President Biden is doing his job. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
Political experts say that these policies and proposals are not doing very well here in Utah. The Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows that President Biden was doing better at the beginning of his presidency, but voters say they do not like how he's been handling the southern border, Afghanistan, these huge spending bills he's putting forward. He was getting better marks on handling the COVID-19 pandemic, but even those numbers are slipping, especially as voters disapprove of vaccine mandates. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. People who were inside a Boise, Idaho shopping mall yesterday when a person started shooting are telling us what it was like as they scrambled to get to safety.
I had him in the stroller and we kind of just turned around and started running. And then we were just yelling at, just yelling at everybody we could that there was a shooter, and made our way back into JCPenney's and just ran out the back door into the parking lot.
Lindsay Humphreys was there shopping with one of her kids. Two people were killed, four others injured, including one of the responding police officers. That suspect is in police custody in a hospital this morning.
An FDA advisory panel meets today to vote on whether to clear the way for Pfizer's COVID shot for 5 to 11-year-olds. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
The White House ready to ship out 65 million pediatric doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine across the country, anticipating federal regulators will approve the shots for kids ages 5 to 11, starting with the FDA advisory panel today. Medical experts also urging parents to begin requesting vaccination appointments for their kids.
Doctors going over the clinical trial data show side effects for the low-dose vaccines are about the same as they are for adult doses, which include a sore arm, fatigue, and headache.
We do have some breaking news this morning on KSL. Highway officials say a person has died after a crash in Logan Canyon. They tell us the crash happened near the Bear Lake side of the canyon. The UDOT traffic cams in the area do show a dusting of snow in that area, but police haven't told us the cause. We'll see if we can get more details.
Coming up on KSL, welcoming Afghan refugees to Utah.
And we'll get a look at Triple Team traffic.
Some delays thinning out now in both Layton, Kaysville, and I-15 in Murray, but we still got problems at Bangor and 35th because of a wreck. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
It's going to turn a little nasty.
Rain, possibly even mixing with snow.
And it's going to get stormy.
Problem solved with reliable KSL weather every 10 minutes on the nines.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio.
Life has taught you many lessons, like it's always better to have choices. Green Jell-O or red? Everyone has their preference, and that's exactly why when it comes to choosing a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan, they like to give you options for in-network care and are proud to partner with Mountain Star Healthcare, Steward Healthcare, and University of Utah Health. These providers have been caring for the Wasatch Front area for years, delivering high-quality, compassionate, and affordable healthcare that's close to home. Life has also taught you that sometimes you have to make tough choices. But with Cigna's provider network, you just can't go wrong. Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th, so visit CignaMedicareUtah.com to compare plans and make the right choice for you, because life has taught you well.
Other providers are available in our network. Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for as low as $799, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
Just a quick note here. We realize that your driving along the Wasatch Front is not limited to just what we call morning drive. So remember, we'll continue to keep eyes on this storm as it moves through the Wasatch after 9 o'clock with David Nijanovic coming up.
Several groups of Afghan refugees have arrived in Utah with more on the way. A coalition aimed at helping those refugees held an event at the Utah Islamic Center in West Jordan. Police Chief Ken Wallentine tells KSL TV's Debbie Worthen he's committed to helping the refugees feel accepted.
The best thing we can do is to do what we do best in Utah. That's smile. Welcome people to the community. Help them feel safe and secure in our community and let them know that you're here to help them.
If you'd like to help, you're invited to contact the United Afghan American Coalition or Catholic Community Services.
Here's a story for you this morning. A search and rescue team in Colorado sending out a warning of to hikers. Answer your phone. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
The Lake County Search and Rescue says on Facebook that they were called out for an overdue hiker. They searched for the hiker for several hours at a spot where many people get lost on Mount Elbert. They also called the hiker's cell phone several times. They found out the next morning that the hiker had returned back to their lodging safely, and when rescuers talked to the hiker, they found out that they had ignored repeated phone calls from rescuers because it came from an unknown number. The rescue team now says that if you are ever overdue on a hike and start getting repeated phone calls, just answer it. It could be from someone trying to help. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has a wild new proposal to let people vacation in space. Bezos, and Tim wants to sign up. Bezos wants to build a commercial space station called Orbital Reef. The station could one day host experiments in space manufacturing and vacation getaways.
I just dream of the day when they don't have to strap you to a rocket to get you there. You know, maybe we take off like a regular plane and just gradually make our way to space. That sounds much safer to me.
Imagine working on Orbital Reef. What do you do? I'm a hotel manager on Orbital Reef. Yeah. I'm a room service waiter on Orbital Reef. NASA is expected to help with the project. The agency called for commercial space station proposals. We'll follow that. 839 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And back over to you, Andy.
Oh, right now, Amanda, traffic on I-15 has been running sluggish middle of the valley. Now we're starting to see some southbound slowdowns in the rain going down from 72nd towards 90th South. Still have some reduced speeds coming up on 106th and then some stop and go switching from I-15 onto the 201 onto I-80, excuse me. Bangor backed up from 41st to 35th South because of a crash in West Valley that continues to cause that delay. Jason?
Still not special if you're southbound on 89 in the area of 6500 South and South Weber. In fact, looking at the camera, I can see the slowdowns just past 6300 South, and that stretches all the way down to where that accident is, blocking the left lane at 6500 South. Over on I-15, you've got delays in the same spots, although they're starting to look a little bit better. You're going to be right around 2nd North in Kaysville. That's where it's going to be the heaviest at this point in time, tapping the brakes at Shepherd Lane. And then you're on and off the brakes a few times from 2300 North down to about 6th North. Eric?
I-15 continues to look good in Utah County. Northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, you got 20 minutes of drive time. This, even though you've got kicking up from the tires this morning because of water on the roads. University Parkway, though, is getting busier eastbound and westbound between State Street and the freeway. And you've got your usual eastbound slowings in Utah County on 2100 North in Lehigh from Redwood Road over to the freeway. Pack up the family and head to Beatty Days, where you'll discover Old West fun for the whole family. Beatty Days, Friday, October 29th through Sunday, October 31st. Visit BeattyNevada.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's see how long this rain's going to stick around with Grant Wayman.
Here comes cold part of the storm. It is delivering the rain, the snow, and it's going to be a mess out there in some places. Chilly day, of course. Temperatures only hitting the 40s by afternoon, 49, as the showers kind of slowly wind down. Tomorrow's light chance of showers, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, it is 37 degrees.
Well, I'm sure you're not surprised when I tell you that that movie that Alec Baldwin was working on, the film Rust, production of that movie has been put on hold indefinitely. We'll have that story for you in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. We'll talk about it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Final chance to spend a couple of minutes with Rod Rex. He is the owner of Lendrite Mortgage. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Lendrite Mortgage. Rod, buying, selling homes is stressful, and it's always good to work with somebody that can ease that stress a little bit, and I think that's part of what being an independent broker is all about.
Yeah, it truly just gives us the opportunity to do what's best for the client. We can listen to our client's needs, find out exactly what their goals are, and find the loan that fits their situation. Just because of that access we have to dozens of lenders across the country, we can truly find the best home for the client, whether you're buying or refinancing.
And what if they're just thinking about taking some cash out of the equity in their home? What would you say to listeners who are in that space?
Yeah, if you're with the record increase in prices, homeowners now have the best record in a lot of years in terms of the equity available. And we can help them tap into that. If you're looking to get a home improvement loan, get some cash out to do some upgrades or consolidate some debt or just get some cash out for other purchases in life.
Well, it does feel like
right now is absolutely the time.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you there. it just feels like the clock is ticking on some of these interest rates. And anybody that just tuned in may not have heard you say in the last half hour, you can get rates as low as 1.75%. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, truly, this is the last chance for you to get in on a rate in the ones. We can put you on a term of 8 to 15 years, so you can save tens of thousands in interest paid compared to a 30-year term. And then if, you just refinanced or purchased recently, but your rate is 3.25 or over, do it on our Freedom Loan. We can cover 100% of your closing costs, so you're not adding anything to the balance of your loan for the closing costs.
Here's where you go to save all this money. It's LendRateMortgage.com. That's LendRightMortgage.com, or call 801-APPROVE.
Can you feel it? A new season is in the air. Here in Utah, we're ready for it. And if you need cataract surgery, there's even more great news for you. It's a new day in cataract surgery. Amazing advances and lens options can restore your vision and give you the opportunity to reduce dependency on glasses, bifocals, and even readers after cataract surgery. Hoops Vision is proud to be a national leader in state-of-the-art laser-assisted cataract procedures. And they're committed to offering the latest groundbreaking technology for improved visual outcomes for their valued patients. If you have cloudy or blurry vision, don't miss another moment. Ask about how to apply your flex spending and even your HSA to cover any portion of your procedure not covered by Medicare. Call 877-30-LASIK. That's 877-305-2745. Book today and discover more at hoopsvision.com. That's hoopsvision.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
We're in the middle of a bomb cyclone. Now, that sounds scarier than it is. It just means we're getting a ton of rain in a short period of time. What it means? Top 10 wettest Octobers in history. And how much is this going to help our reservoirs? Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time, 8:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First, it is that storm. It's going to be sticking around through most of the afternoon today. Rain in the valley, snow in the mountains, could be a foot or more by the time it's finished.
Other stories we're following this morning on KSL News Radio. President Biden's approval rating in the state of Utah has gone down.
Third, of course, we'll keep an eye on that drive. What's left of it, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
Backups continue. Bangor 35th South from a crash. Some delays on I-15 in Kaysville and north and southbound through Midvale because of the rain. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Oh, the cold part of the storm is here with rain and snow showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Downtown right now, rain and 39 degrees.
Let's go in depth here. Production on Alex Baldwin's film Rust has been put on hold indefinitely following that shooting death of the film's director of cinematography.
Details about the investigation from ABC's Kaylee Hartung in New Mexico.
And a search warrant has led authorities here to seize three revolvers, a couple boxes of ammunition, and several spent casings from that film set. And as we're still asking questions about what safety guidelines were or were not followed, this morning we are learning that the crew member in charge of safety on that set had faced a breach in protocol before.
A past allegation emerging about assistant director Dave Halls, who authorities say unknowingly handed Alec Baldwin a gun with live rounds. A producer for a movie called Freedom's Path tells ABC News Halls was fired from that set back in 2019 when another prop gun unexpectedly discharged, causing a minor injury to a crew member. ABC News has reached out for comment from Halls regarding this past incident, but has not heard back. The head of Rust Electrical Department calling out to the producers in a post on Facebook, writing that he believes Hutchins' death was the fault of negligence and unprofessionalism. According to search warrants issued for the Rust film set, this shooting happened as Baldwin was preparing for a scene and was handed a gun by Halls, who yelled "cold gun" to indicate it wasn't loaded. Baldwin was practicing drawing his weapon, pointing the revolver towards the camera lens. Standing behind it were Hutchins and the director, Joel Souza, who was shot in the shoulder. No charges have been filed, and investigators have not placed blame on any individual for the shooting. They continue interviewing cast and crew members while seizing firearms and ammunition from the set. On Instagram, Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, saying her heart is with Helena, her family, and her husband, Alec. No words to express the heartache. In the aftermath of the tragedy, a California State
state senator intending to introduce legislation in Hutchins' honor that would ban live ammunition from movie sets in that state.
I think it should change the way guns are used on sets.
Bruce Lee's daughter Shannon knows all too well the pain of losing a loved one on a movie set as a result of accidental gunfire. Her brother Brandon was shot and killed by a prop gun while filming the movie The Crow in 1993. She says there are other ways to pull off action in films without the danger. Mayor of Easttown serving as an example. The gunfire seen in the HBO miniseries, all digital.
Film sets are make-believe. There's no reason for real guns to be involved in that. There are amazing prop masters and set decorators and special effects people that can make this sort of movie magic happen without putting people in the way of danger.
Investigators here hope to have a judge sign off on additional search warrants today. We do expect to hear from the district attorney and the sheriff leading the case for the first time in front of cameras tomorrow.
And we'll continue to follow that story here on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time now is 8:49. Triple Team Traffic returns, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Andy, note of a fatality up Logan Canyon, a sobering thought today, but it is a good reminder for people to be extra careful out there.
Yeah, and especially as you go up in the elevation where things become more than just wet, they become slippery and icy. Right now, though, at least in the valley floor, the wet is the big concern, including I-15, where both directions are running slow between 53rd and 7200 South. We've got Bangor backups because of a crash in West Valley at 35th South. Traffic backed all the way to 41st. If you're in a hurry, you're going to have to pick a different route because it's taking forever to get between those two intersections. Jason?
They cleared up the accident southbound 89 and 65th South in South Weaver, so those delays are all gone at this point. And over on I-15, looking much better now. You're going to slow down right before you get to 2nd North in Kaysville, but once you get past the ponds, you should be good the rest of the way down to about the North Interchange. Then you're going to drop down below 70 again as you head on into the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
A little bit clogged up on Foothill Drive northbound from about 1700 South up to Sunnyside Avenue, even past that as you go up to the University and Medical area. Down Utah County, no such problems. I-15 continues to look good as you head north from Provo and Orem to Thanksgiving Point, and the one congested spot, consistently congested spot, 2100 North eastbound approaching 2300 West. That's starting to lessen in scope as well. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's look ahead now to that 7-day forecast, Grant.
We got rain and snow today. Temperatures top out only about 49 in the afternoon. Tomorrow, 53 and more scattered showers. Partly cloudy up to 58 on Thursday. Reaches 62 Friday, though. Lots of sunshine that day. A few more clouds on Saturday. Not too bad, 60 degrees. Few hit or miss showers on Sunday, Halloween Day, 58, and then partly cloudy, 57 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And let's check our current conditions right now. In Salt Lake, still a little light rain at 39 degrees. In Ogden, 40, and Provo, 39. And Logan has just cloudy skies and 39 degrees.
Of course, we hope you do this every day, but today's a perfect example of why you need to be listening on your way home with Mother Nature riding shotgun all day long. Be listening between 3 and 7 o'clock. Jeff Kaplan and the entire team will be helping you get there. Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on KSL News Radio. Perfect time, too, to be talking about this. Burt Brothers has always been in the business of taking your family's safety serious. I love what they say all the time, Amanda, about, you know, let our family take care of your family, and particularly as we head into the winter months here. And you're going to find winter driving in some places, depending on elevation today. You need to make sure you have the right tires to get you there safely.
I was just looking at Grant Wayman's Twitter page this morning, and he had posted some tweets from different parts of the state where the snow was really something. And, you know, you think about it, you don't wear the same shoes in the wintertime. You put boots on so that it's safe to walk. Your car shouldn't wear the same shoes either. It needs some good snow tires so you get that good traction. And now through November 30th, and only at Burt Brothers, you can get a grip-on winner with $70 back by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you purchase 4 Bridgestone Blizzak tires.
I've got 4 Bridgestone Blizzaks from Burt Brothers sitting in my garage right now. As a matter of fact, they need to be put on my wife's car because soon she'll be headed up the canyons to do skiing regularly. You can increase that $70 reward, by the way, to $100 when you use your Burt Brothers credit card, subject to credit approval. So shop burtbrothers.com or just stop by any of their beautiful 14 convenient locations.
Burt Brothers, complete auto care done better.
Want to know when and where dangerous winter weather will affect you? Turn to the experience of the KSL weather specialists. Kevin Eubank, Grant Wayman, Brett Benson, and Kristen Van Dyke. Experienced in giving you the accurate what's up on unpredictable cold weather threats. On air, online, and on the KSL weather app. Why trust anyone else than the KSL weather specialists? Download the KSL weather app today.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. 223 days. That's how long Thomas Crow was in the hospital. The 59-year-old Utah man came to the hospital on January 11th this year, which happened to be his birthday, with a temperature of 103 degrees. He was diagnosed with COVID, and his journey was fraught with near-tragic endings multiple times. He was resuscitated 4 times, intubated 5 times, and given CPR for 17 minutes. Curl said, "Through the process, the nurses and my family told me that I coded out." And that's code language for, "I died. I didn't want to die. I have too much to live for. I love my family. I love my children. I love my 3 grandkids. With the help of Intermountain Medical Center Rehabilitation Team, Thomas also had to relearn to walk and talk to achieve his goal of making it back home. Dr. John Frampton, Intermountain Healthcare Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Physician, said, "I think one of the bright spots in rehabilitation is that we get to see some of those victories when the patient gets to go home and get better." Curl said, "They saved my life, and I'm grateful for them. I don't know how to save my life, but I know who does, and that's where I put my trust." When Curl finally left Intermountain Medical Center on August 31st, a gathering of his Intermountain Healthcare caregivers assembled for an emotional, heartfelt goodbye to offer their congratulations and celebrate his amazing recovery. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth. We've been in the green all morning long, futures included. And right now, the Dow is up 110 points. That's 0.3%. The S&P doing better. It's up 0.6, or 30 points. And the NASDAQ is up 1%, or 156 this hour.
It's time for Jazz Notes, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. And here is KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz will face their best test of the season so far when they host the Denver Nuggets tonight. The Nuggets are led by reigning MVP Nikola Jokic, who has revolutionized the center position in the NBA with his combination of shooting, passing, and size throughout his young career. Though Jazz coach Quinn Snyder doesn't love facing the MVP, he does love watching his game.
He's unique. He's unique. I don't know if you're allowed to, you know, I kind of have a favorite player and things like that as a coach, but, and there's probably a few of them, but he's one of the guys that, you know, that I really enjoy watching. I don't enjoy scouting him as much as I just do watching him.
Get the latest on the Jazz leading up to tonight's game at KSLSports.com with Jazz Notes. Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Because of a surgery I had, it put me in a position where I had to learn to walk again. I had no hope for any more income. We had an IRS burden of about $36,000. With no income and only enough money to keep paying the bills, we had to make a decision. I was driving home from Salt Lake one day, and I heard a commercial on the radio about Jordan Wilcox. I got home, my wife and I, we talked about it, and we made the decision to give Jordan Wilcox a call. We met with Jordan at his office, and they had a plan in place for me almost immediately. And because of the good work of the folks at Jordan Wilcox's office, that burden was reduced to about $895. When we found out that it was only $895, it was like the worst burden in the world had been taken off from our shoulders.
Don't face the IRS alone. I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation. Let's solve your tax problems. That's TaxHelpUT.com.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Recently, I sat through another long and very interesting meeting about leadership, and the operational assumption and all the examples of leadership came from the top. The unintended message of this meeting was that leadership is defined by your position on the org chart. But good leaders and good leadership are found at every level of the organization. I'm certainly not high in the hierarchy, but I am responsible to innovate and to mentor many of the same leadership activities of upper management. The famous, even cliche examples are helpful, but not always to me. We also need examples that'll never make the cover of Fortune magazine or be the subject of a Harvard Business Review article. To learn more about grassroots leadership, consider an MBA at Utah State University. Go to utahstatemba.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Now more than ever, Utah teachers need to know how much they're appreciated. So KSL and Bird Brothers Tire and Service have built the Teacher Tribute Wall. Hundreds of teachers are being honored. Plus, each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, $200 in groceries from Macy's, and season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at kslnewsradio.com/teacher from Bird Brothers and KSL News Radio. 8:59, Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Andy?
Amanda, traffic on I-15 still slow middle of the valley, but it has improved. The volume has decreased. Here's where it's slow. Some stop and go on the northbound side, 72nd to 53rd. Some northbound delay as well around Bangor Highway. 35th South and Bangor, avoid that intersection, especially if you're trying to go north on Bangor. The delays go the whole way from 41st to 35th, and that stretch alone will take you almost 25 to 30 minutes to get through. Jason?
Accident-free and volume is decreasing now. Southbound I-15 looking much better. Tapping the brakes a few times from 2nd North in Kaysville down to the Ponds. Then you're clear after that all the way down till, the North Interchange. You're going to drop a little bit below 70 miles an hour there, but not as bad as it was just a few minutes ago. On and off from there down into Salt Lake City, 89 Legacy Westside Belt. They're moving smoothly. Eric?
Northbound in Utah County on I-15, no problems from Springville and Provo up to Lehigh and Point of the Mountain and getting around the city streets, Utah County. Not too much trouble this morning.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.